joining us for the firing line questions, wellness protocols, and of course our big Valentine's Day sale is going to start midnight tonight, running through midnight. My birthday Wednesday, which is my 65th birthday, I call my DOA day. So we'll have some jokes about that today. Hour number two, we hope to have Gary, Richard, Arnold back to talk about the politics. I saw the news announcements this morning, some of the peeks at some of the things that Dr. Price are going to do is tweaking healthcare. Healthcare needs a hell of a lot more than tweaking, excuse my English. But bringing it back to a pre-Obamacare day isn't going to fix healthcare here. And by the way, the same problems and even and different problems exist in socialist countries like Canada and Europe where they can't keep up with the system. The costs are still rising. They're still killing people, and there's no advancement in the actual science and art of medicine. As a result, populations are dying earlier from the toxic environment, toxic polypharmacy, and unnecessary medical procedures, etc. So when I heard that that Dr. Price was supported by the American Murder Association, because that's what I call them, the AMA, I took very serious concern. And when I heard that they may raise the premiums for seniors, I think, not on my life you're going to do that. If I'm a supporter of Donald Trump, you better damn well not try to do that. What they need to do is they need to get rid of malpractice completely. Don't just tweak it. You need to have portability of licensure. You need lateral training so medics can train up to become surgeons. You need to have a system set up so that you can constantly retrain people and monitor their knowledge base so they don't go and harm patients, and or if they're highly connected, like I mentioned, Dr. Michael O. Janssen, who was probably making $30 million a year back in 2000 when he threatened me, then you don't get people that are highly connected getting away literally with harming patients or murder because they're connected to people in the board of medical examiners or other agencies. So this just isn't okay. So whenever I see someone supported by the American Murder Association, I think, uh-oh, this is not good. So let me tell you, you better keep a short choke chain on this guy, Dr. Price, and he better start delivering something that's much more than tweaking the healthcare system to pre-Obama days, which may lower premiums slightly, but it's not going to fix healthcare. It's not going to bring functional medicine in. It's not going to bring in a level playing field between nutraceuticals and polypharmacy. And it's not going to get rid of fee-for-service, which is one of the devils that drives not only socialized medicine in Britain and Canada, but one of the reasons why doctors can't innovate. So this has to have what's called structural and organic reform of the actual system rather than the idea of tweaking it in terms of health savings account. It needs a heck of a lot more than that. I just want to read an interesting email from one of our listeners who was very happy. I am getting healthier and healthier at age 65 than ever before in my entire life and childhood when I was so very sick and handicapped all my life by a horrible parental family curse that involved addictions and extreme sickness, physical, mental, and emotional. All leaving now, including that horrible family past, getting better and better. Hooray! Get rid of all the pathogens, metals, chemicals. Wow, people have no idea. You cannot have a life, you cannot become who God meant you to be if you are sick. Lots of exclamation marks. And 90% medical doctors aren't going to cure you because they don't treat heavy metals, pathogens, chemical removal, or offer super nutritionals. Wow, amazing. He's talking about Nutramedical nutraceuticals. Not the ones that are advertised on my show, which I don't endorse. Thanks for the great Nutramedicals and education of how to achieve true health on the radio. I will say the illegal word, cure, 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 lots of exclamation marks. Well, thank you. I'm here to bust up the healthcare system, to reform it, to change it organically, so the healthcare system is centered on the patient and on life extension, which, by the way, 90% of disease is just aging due to biotoxins, stealth pathogens, toxic water, and scalar radiation, including Fukushima Daiichi, and now Reactor 2 is getting over 5 sieverts of radiation, which is mind-boggling. And unfortunately, do you think how many doctors are trained in radiotoxicology, heavy metal toxicology, intermediate metabolism, living pathology? None. None, none. So I will train them up free. They just have to send me case by case, and I'll start to make them better. So if you're doing plastic surgery and you want your patients to have a better plastic repair, you want them to survive obstetric procedures better, and you want babies to be healthier at birth, well, send them to Dr. Bill. Get my advice. I'll tell you what to do to try to improve their health. The problem is the healthcare system is sick, and we have to change the system itself. And America should be the leader in the world, not the follower or just tweaking the system. Are we spending more money than anybody else on the planet? We are one of the lowest in terms of quality of care. Innovators like South Korea actually have probably the most innovative system right now. It's a Chimera, but I could improve it considerably over South Korea. And I've stated that before, really simply, if you don't structurally change the system, as I mentioned some of the bullet points, it's one thing to have self savings accounts. It's another to try to, but everybody should be covered. It shouldn't have any pre-existing conditions. Do you think ancient Israel had pre-existing conditions when the Kohens would go to someone's home or take care of somebody sick? No. Or in ancient China, when you stop paying the doctor because you were sick, because you pay the doctor when you're well? This is an evil system. And when I heard that the American Murder Association supported Dr. Price, it made me start to choke, go, this is not a good thing. So let's see what happens. I'll be watching you, Donald, and I'll be watching you, Dr. Price. I want to see a structural change that fixes it, not tweaks it. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, my advice to Donald regarding his initial launch of this seven-nation ban, there's terror training camps. What the first thing that I would have done is I would have, number one, without notice, sent Delta Force in to destroy the training camps, satellite, missiles, whatever. And number two, I wouldn't even have put a notice out in the courts. I would have just changed the vetting questions that include both Muslim and non-Muslim questions, like there are 92 questions. And then if you pass a bill in Congress regarding ultra-vetting, et cetera, which you can do down the road and then have it run by your own Supreme Court with their new Gorsuch in the balance, then the Democrats don't have anything to say about it because it's a congressional bill. That's what probably should have been done, because he has to realize if you listen to the planning by the Democrats, I call the demon rats, what they're going to do to try to tie up this government and completely make sure that we're in danger of terrorist activity, economic collapse, and devastation. And they don't care a rat's behind if that happens to American citizens or people die. They just want to stay in power. They don't care if they want to be king of the hill, even if the king of the hill is a very large half-mile-high pile of horse manure. They could care less. They just want to make sure they're still king of the hill. And the Democrats are disgusting, but the Republicans better watch it. You know, I would just increase the vetting questions. I would have passed a bill in Congress, and I would have had the Supreme Court rule on it to make sure that Democrats couldn't have a activist judge. And then I'd start impeaching these activist judges based on their previous record and start pulling them out of the court system, because the fact that the Ninth Circuit Court can do this kind of stuff is obscene. We don't know how many terrorists got into the country. In fact, I saw an interview with Bashar al-Assad, and he stated that we don't know what numbers, but we know that terrorists are going to get into America and are going to plan on doing bad things. Here's the head of a nation that our country is trying to do regime change on, and he is an eye doctor, and he's warning us that some of his own citizens that are terrorists and are fighting his government, which is duly elected by the people of all faiths, including Jews, Christians, Maronites, and Alawites, and Sunni, are warning us that the people from his country are going to come to our country and kill us. And we don't take it seriously? My gosh. And we have these activist judges like this Judge Barton that thinks he can get away with this foolishness. How come he is not arrested or impeached? What's going on? This is not a balance of government. This is an interference by activist judges that are way out of line. They have no right to start legislating from the bench. It should be an actionable thing that requires them to be never only impeached, but arrested. If maybe some of these activist judges were arrested, maybe it would stop them from thinking that this is a game to play. If you want to be an activist, go get elected. See if you can get this bill through Congress. It's not likely, because the Democrats are so far left now. The chances of them being elected in this century are very, very slim. The Republican Party, as it previously existed, is gone. The party of George Bush Sr. and George W. Bush, that party is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. And if Trump is careful, he will be able to manage through this. But I would have waited until he has all his ducks lined up, because he has to realize that he is dealing with a bunch of Democrats who are going to go judge shopping. I mean, they had a meeting a month ago that they're going to file lawsuits, they're going to try impeachment, they're going to do everything they can in the media and otherwise to tie up his administration. And, of course, part of his problem is he's appointing people like Dr. Price, who, when I hear they might increase the premiums, now it won't affect me so much, but if they raise the premiums $100 or $200 on a senior citizen that's on a fixed income, That's evil. You can't do that. And I don't want to hear even the slightest tweak that that might even happen. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that they're going to have big pools to reduce the cost for people with pre-existing conditions. There shouldn't be any danger that pre-existing conditions are going to be higher rated, or people are going to have to pay a lot more because they have multiple medical problems. Because you know what happens when people run out of insurance? They terminate them. And I'm going to give a story again. Back in 1997, I took over four internal medicine practices in the intensive care unit at Swedish Hospital Medical Center as a locum. They paid me $65 an hour without benefits, no bennies. And the intensive care unit was an average of $35,000 to $70,000 a day. And if you're in drug-induced coma on a ventilator and a heart bypass pump, you could easily be paying $90,000 a day. When you ran out of insurance, and someone who had a lot of insurance, they pulled your plug. And I remember one night I was walking down the ICU, probably about 3 in the morning, and I saw a respiratory tech, and he had his pocket knife out, putting a notch on top of a ventilator. I said, "That ventilator's your pearl handle." And he said, "Deagle, you're pretty smart." And I said, "I'm going to count. That looks to me like about the 22nd notch on the top of that ventilator." He said, "You can count too, Deagle." I said, "Who did you pull it from?" And of course, I knew the patient. It wasn't my patient, but it was a patient that was on a heart-lung bypass pump, a pump assist pump, and they were in an artificial coma on dialysis. And they ran out of insurance. They had a lot of insurance, but when they ran out, they pulled it. Now, if they have enough insurance, because I got an interview to go to Vencor, Ventilation Corporation of America, which is a five-story ICU facility right beside Swedish Hospital and near the University Hospital, where I've been working as an intensivist in the hospital, they had not only Heliox from the NASA, but they had other technologies. And if you had enough insurance to go to Vencor, the chances are only 15% that you would, number one, die in a year, and 85% survived, and only 15% were ventilator-dependent if they were sent home. On a ventilator, believe it or not. Okay? So you have to understand, if you've got enough insurance, you live. If you don't, you die. Now, it's worse in Canada, where they're killing people left and right, like you wouldn't believe, and same in Britain. I've talked to British doctors. I know what's going on. New Zealand, Australia, all these socialist countries, France. They might say they got free health care, sure. I call it hangnail medicine at the speed of light. No innovative medicine except at specialty clinics like in Germany, where they're luckily innovative, or in some places in Italy. But you're usually out-of-pocket cash. So if you're not relatively wealthy, you can't get these innovative, you know, fancy stem cell therapies or regenerative technologies and so on. And as a result, only the, quote, wealthy or well-off are actually going to be able to, or those people who are going to take a giant chunk of their mortgage out, are going to get access to these very advanced technologies. So, you know, the fact is, if we had innovative care, we'd extend the life of people, keep them working, keep them productive, keep them providing knowledge, intelligence, and wisdom in society. Instead, we don't. So, let me tell you, Dr. Bill has been around long enough, and I got attitude. My attitude started when I was a little baby, after my DOA day, dead on arrival day. And at 3, I learned how to read and write, and at 6 months, how to say the word no. That was my first word, not mama or dada, but the word no. And I still say no. No to Donald Trump if you think that this Dr. Price is going to raise premiums on seniors and Medicare. No to the idea of just tweaking healthcare rather than structurally fixing a damn thing. No to the idea of rolling out a plan where you know you're going to get swatted by the Democrats and their activist judges when you should have come out with all barrels going and pass a bill through Congress and just sneak through the vetting questions to make sure you stop these terrorists. And then swat them. Don't give them advance notice like Hillary Clinton or Obama would, dropping leaflets to make sure that when they move their trucks with oil, they know that you're going to bomb the hell out of them, so they just get out of the truck and run like hell. No. What you do is you go and you kill them. And these 7 training camps, how come they still exist? How come there wasn't a missile or Special Forces Delta team on top of them killing them all? I know Trump sent one team down to Yemen. I want all these terror training camps finished. They should have finished them off rather than talking about we're going to block 7 nations. And then they roll it out and so sloppily. They actually block people with green cards or people like Peshmerga forces that are actually working with us in Iraq. So they can't travel here and their families are already here. How stupid. That's bad press, guys. You got to be a little bit more with it. And you certainly aren't going to be realizing you're going to have some idiot like this Dr. Judge Barton, and then go back and forth with, you know, what I call high school babble back and forth of this so-called judge. It shouldn't have even come into the media where you talk about the so-called judge. He shouldn't have had a chance to swat down President Trump. And yes, he has a right to do what he did, but you got to understand the decorum of how you do it so that the other side doesn't have a chance to do anything to you. Because you got to understand, these Democrats don't care if it kills Americans. That's why Hillary Clinton, we couldn't vet these people privately. And she said also she didn't really care because she's going to increase the number of people even over Obama by 550%. So she knows it was going to cause blood and money and American dead, but she could care less because she's a wicked witch of the West. And she's sitting there laughing her head off as Warren is talking, bobbing her head around like some kind of maniac. Now the new head of the Democratic, I call the Demon Rat Party. These people, these politicians, are completely devoid of morals. The idea that we have any constitutional rights, I mean, how can an activist judge try to ascribe rights to people that are non-citizens when it's not even in the statute? And of the multi-page document that came out, not one word of Statute 8, Section 1182 was even quoted, not even one line. How ridiculous. How ridiculous. So my point is, America needs to get their program together or they're going to find out the next terror attack will be an order of magnitude. And by the way, we'll sit by and watch it happen, just like we did Oklahoma City, where we were actually bringing in people like former Spitznaz of Eastern Germany and Timothy McVeigh, who was actually just a cover for the fact that they were putting bombs in the building, including, as I found out the hard way, doing the exit exam on all five munitions chemists and high explosive munitions team. And my boss, Major Schwinder, wasn't around, so I did all five. They removed two U.S. Army Corps engineer micro nukes, RDX, high explosive quarter, C4 pineapples, on the inside of the building, even pillars. They vaporized some of these pillars and concrete quite a bit more distant than areas that weren't damaged at all, because it wasn't an info bomb inside a Raider truck. It was a controlled demolition, which, of course, they amped it up quite a bit more after the FBI fiddled around with the first attempt at the World Trade Center towers in 1993, and the second one in 2001, which, by the way, we know damn well was engineered and collaborated with the Israeli Mossad nuclear division. They even had a film crew over there taking videos, and we want to think, well, at least Trump has the guts to actually raise questions about the fact he knows how a building is built, that these things couldn't come down the way they did. I don't know if he has the guts to open up this can of worms, because if he does, there's a lot of people, including former presidents, that are going to go to prison or be executed. Now, is America, are they ready to gut up and do it? I don't know. Because America tries to pretend it's one of the most righteous nations on earth when it's actually one of the most evil. And the comments made to O'Reilly in the interview the other day about Mr. Putin being a killer. Yeah, Putin's a killer. They've tried to assassinate him at least a dozen times or more. And he's gone back like a mafia don, and he's taken them out with polonium or other isotopes, or just kind of killed them in the usual way, because they're trying to kill him, including that jet that went over the territory that they had a different transponder so that, you know, it was shot down. I think Malaysian Airlines jet was thinking the transponder was a Russian jet, Putin's private jet, by the way. So people need to start kind of grasping that America, it has a lot of blood on our hands. We're not operating in the best interest of America. When Mr. Erdogan says that I have photographic and video evidence that America supports ISIS and ISIL, whoa, supposedly our now Turkish ally, now collaborating with Russia and Iran to try to stop ISIS, claims that we support and made ISIS. Uh-oh. What are we going to do now, eh? Back in a moment.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Things that Trump is doing that are correct, but they're doing it in a sloppy way. For example, you don't just threaten states like California. They're now talking about becoming a sanctuary state. You start to move very quickly to just cut the money right off. And you start taking legal action against the mayors and cities that put actually citizens in danger. So if someone gets hurt or killed, like the city council and the mayor of San Francisco, you actually charge them as a co-conspirator in the death of, say, Kate Steinle. Then you'll start to have some movement, because if they end up having some skin in the game and they end up either getting giant fines or going to jail, maybe they'd stop moving foolish and putting people in danger. So Trump needs to step it up a few higher steps, and he needs to actually plan on winning before he even starts the battle. There's a statement of, you know, the art of war: win before you engage. Basically, I would summarize one of the statements of the art of war. In other words, set it up in such a way that the only outcome that can happen is it's inevitable that winning is occurring, and that the war, even before it starts, is already over, in a sense. In other words, don't give the other side a chance to actually show even signs of opposition, even if it's faint or stupid, like the Ninth Circuit Court and the Appeals Court coming back and trying to violate the law, not even quoting the statute. So I think if Trump amps it up, then maybe not only his supporters will be happy, but Americans will be happy that they're actually going to get back their country. The latest, of course, is that Mexico say they're not ready to take back illegals. I'm sorry, it doesn't matter if you're ready or not. We're going to ship them to our prisons, these criminals, rather than letting them out in the streets, and then they're going to go to your prisons, and they need to have special delivery people to deliver them directly to your prisons, not to open streets in Mexico so they can just crawl back across the border. And also, the first thing they do before they build a wall, and this is the important thing, is the biggest part of the wall is what's called a data wall. In other words, have movement detectors in places, for example, on the Rio Grande where they can't put a wall. You have to have access to the river. You want movement detectors and you want lots of people so you can grab these people, arrest them, and get them back across the border instantly. Have a constant recycle where they, boom, they're not accepted across here or processed. That will solve a lot of the problem. And you can put up the digital wall like really quickly over a matter of weeks rather than years. You can build a physical wall like in Israel. But the most important is a digital wall. That digital wall could be put up pretty damn quickly. You could have dirigibles watching the area from, you know, 100,000 feet or 10,000 feet or whatever it is. You could have, you know, motion detectors. You can have underground things that are actually tracking to make sure they're not tunneling under the wall. There's all kinds of ways of doing this digitally so that, you know, honestly, there's no way anybody can get across or under the border. And we also need to make certain that all our other points of entry, whether it's a submarine coming along the California coast, because I've heard from other sources, they're bringing in drugs and submarines from Mexico to various points along the coast of California or Washington State or Oregon. So we need to be a lot more clever, and we should be, and I don't think it takes a heck of a lot of money or even time to actually do a lot of these things. Maybe it's less of a media show, because this is part of the problem. Unfortunately, Donald Trump turns everything into a media show, including his rollout of his ban, which he has a legal right to do, by the way. But when you're dealing with corrupt and evil and self-centered people like the Democrats, they don't care if it causes death or destruction. And you have to realize they're going to put opposition in a way that even if you're legally have a right to do what you're doing, don't expect you're not going to get opposition. So I want Americans to kind of understand that you're not just dealing with normal politics now. You're dealing with a state of politics that is trying to create a state of chaos so the midterm elections turn against Donald Trump and the Democrats take back control in 2020. Already, believe it or not, Hillary Clinton is talking about running again or maybe running with somebody crazy like Elizabeth Warren as her running mate or vice versa. Elizabeth Warren with Hillary Clinton as her vice president. I don't know what they're planning on doing. It's so crazy. But if you look at their strategy and if you look at the strategy of the Republicans, it's not doing what it's supposed to do. When we come back, your questions, 800-313-9443. Open lines, any topic. Health and wellness as well.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. We have a caller, Ken, in Fort Worth. He's concerned about cyanide chemical complex in relation to getting and causing cancer. Go ahead, Ken. What's your question?
I believe, more, Ken.
Your question is kind of general. What's a more specific question?
That's a point. I believe cancer is caused by the lack of naturally occurring cyanide in a complete chemical complex, like an apricot pits, apple pits, cherry pits. They kill the cancer cells. In fact, they've known about that for years.
That theory is incorrect, and I'll explain why.
Why do you say that?
What's your background? Are you a scientist, a medical doctor, or a chemist?
No, I play guitar, okay?
Okay, now, let me explain what's going on.
My first wife passed away. Huh?
Okay, stop. Cyanide complex, and we have it actually as a link up on our website on the NutraMedical Amazon team. If you're trying to fight cancer, you can take these compounds that will fight cancer cells. They're what's called apoptogenic agents. The best apoptogenic agents are ones we have as nutraceuticals. Ellagic acid from the Terminella cibulia, 300 times higher concentration of pomegranate. Let me finish. And the second is sulforaphane glycosinolate developed at Johns Hopkins University. Now, the cyanide in apricot seeds is apoptogenic. Just means apoptogenic means it stresses cells that are abnormal, survivor cells, cancer cells, or trying to turn into cancer cells to either make them repair their DNA or kill themselves. Okay? So there's all kinds of apoptogenic agents. The two most powerful ones we actually have is nutraceuticals. I do put the apricot seeds out there because I think, well, if people want to try that, that's fine. And they can add to whatever other protocol. You can buy these on the open line at Amazon. Okay?
Yeah, you don't think
that's not the cause of cancer.
Cancer cells.
You're not listening to me, okay? Stop. Cancer is an adaptogenic process to a cell under stress. It can be scalar stress from smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, radioactive stress from tritium, radioisotopes. It can be stress due to genetic factors and a combination of lack of minerals so the person's cells can't repair themselves. But it's basically a response to stress, and the cell becomes anaerobic, and it turns off its normal aerobic energetic processes, which are oxidative metabolism in the mitochondria, and goes anaerobic. When it does that, it starts to turn on and off certain genes. It turns off genes for the tight junctions, which are J junctions. It turns on genes for telomerase to increase the length of telomeres so the cell can't die. It actually shuts off the process of apoptosis, so a cell who normally gets to a certain stage will kill itself so it doesn't stay around. In fact, if you look at genes that prolong life, like the FOXO2 gene, okay, which I happen to have, there's more people with my FOXO2 gene that live to be 100 years of age than almost any other gene. The reason is those cells are easily pushed to apoptosis so they don't hang around and cause your cells and tissues to have tons of old cells. Okay? So in other words, they're prone to apoptosis to get rid of older damaged cells so they can be replaced by new cells.
So to say that
it's just a lack of cyanide of a specific type in your diet to cause cancer is completely incorrect, but you're on the right track in the sense that you're understanding that the lack of nutrients and minerals in your diet, the lack of activated things to maintain normal genetic protection of your cells, the lack of apoptogenic agents like ellagic acid and sulforaphane, glycosinolate and so on, which are part of not only your cancer protocol, the lack of detoxification from toxic chemicals like life support, phase 2 detox, sulfation, glucuronidation, methylation pathways, the lack of getting rid of xenotoxins, including wrapping agents around our fast food that's causing us to get prostate cancer and brain cancer and pancreatic cancer. It's not just a cyanide deficiency. It's a whole range of things. Our cancer rates are going through the ceiling. And not only that, the organic brain dysfunction and autism. When I went to medical school back in the mid-70s, 1973, we had a rounds at 1975, and only one child in 4,000 got autism. And I'm sure that the criteria haven't changed all that much. Now it's down in some towns in the U.S. to 1 in 28, and the average across America is 1 in 68.
Not bad.
So now, if you look at the amount of prostate cancer, brain cancer, all kinds of cancers, including lung disease, by the way, there's less people that smoke now than back in the 50s and 60s, but there's more lung cancer, and that's because we not only have all the pollutants in the environment, we get nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere that they're putting there as part of the U.S. Space Command, what's called the second level of the space shield to block interferometry for incoming nuclear missiles. And these nanoparticles, nanoparticle barium, and I remember mentioning this from Green Med Info, nanoparticles can be many thousands of times more toxic than the larger particles, whether it's aluminum, barium, or whatever. Nanoparticle barium is more toxic. Let me finish. Nanoparticle barium is 10,000 times more toxic than lead. So go ahead with your next question. So if you want to know what causes cancer, I can tell you precisely. But remember, the medical profession does not want people like me that are good scientists and artists to bring artfully together the solutions. So through my entire career in medicine, I've been persecuted. Now, that's why I tell you whether it's heart disease. And I remember sitting there across the table at a Greek restaurant in 1997 with Dr. Roger Damney 20 years ago, 8 years training beyond his cardiology training at the Mayo Clinic in invasive cardiology and blocking or zapping with microwaves, reentrant cardiac rhythms and doing cardiac ablations treatments and so on, which, by the way, are still not FDA approved by the Food and Drug Administration. And he asked me to give him a download, a data download of why I think it would cause his heart disease, because my father died of heart attack at 67 when his parents and all his relatives lived into their late 80s or 90s. And the reason is he was exposed to volatile chemicals at pulp and paper mills, gas plants, heavy water plants, all kinds of toxic crap. And that's why he died 20 years before his relatives. Okay? And yeah. I told this cardiologist exactly when. That was what my knowledge base was then. If anybody, including cardiologists, think that they want to challenge Dr. Deagle, it's going to get ugly. That's why you'll notice that there are no doctors that are either stupid enough or gutsy enough to call and disagree with me on air, because they don't know, or if they do know, they don't want the people to know that the business of medicine is about making profit, not helping patients get well or stay well. Period.
Yeah, you got a book out somewhere.
I put out videos. I think it's the best thing. People don't. I'm going to be putting out some books probably later this year. I put out one called last year on functional medicine called Dr. You, to explain what functional medicine is. When I went to medical school, it didn't exist. Back then, they said they wanted you to go into pathology because they kept on telling me I was too smart for a regular medical doctor going into pathology and do a PhD. I got accepted to do a neurology residency with Dr. Wallace Tortelot at the UCLA VA Wadsworth Hospital in 1978, and to do a PhD in the World MS Tissue Brain Repository and Electron Microscopy Lab. But they also want me to work on four projects for DARPA with the Super Soldier program. Now, you got to understand, when I'm talking about classified things, I've been on the inside. So it's not like some of these journalists and pinheads that think that they know stuff and they have no conception of the science or the classified facts of the matter. Things are a hell of a lot further ahead than people realize, and Tier 1 science doesn't want people to have cures for cancer or aging or other problems, because the geopolitical system is controlled by a bunch of global Satanists. That's the facts. And they're of both sides, Democrat and Republican. Okay? So you need to start grasping here, the people, what's really going on. And what I say and on my show supersedes any show or any radio or TV or YouTube by anybody on earth. And if you think that they actually know more than me about any of these topics which I bring up, have them to have enough guts to call into the show live and find out what it'll be like. It'll be mixed mental martial arts, and I'm going to put a Brazilian chokehold on their brain, okay? Because I don't tolerate ignorance. My first word, and when I was born 65 years ago, my DOA day, I call it, my first word at 6 months was no. It wasn't mommy or daddy. It was the word no. And I've been saying no ever since, and I can tell you, people say, well, you're a weird bird, guy. I remember in medical school, my professors begging me not to ask more questions because they asked 98% of the questions of our class of 105 at Dalhousie in Halifax, Nova Scotia, sister university of Harvard. Then I went to University of British Columbia, and I met the same kind of resistance among doctors. Some of them were bright. I worked with a Dr. Moskovitz working with Eskimos and people from the Northwest Territories in Alaska, and I personally drew the blood, and we had people with cholesterols of 2,800 to 3,500, yet idiot cardiologists still aren't even giving HMG chorioreductase inhibitors to lower cholesterol, when cholesterol is the best patch for damaged endothelium. It has nothing to do with heart disease. Small particle HDL and VLDL3 do if you do a lipid electrophoresis or apoproteins. But how many doctors are measuring apoproteins with these lipid fractions because they don't do lipid electrophoresis or rheologic blood viscosity tests? And I had a rheologic dual viscometer with dual lasers in my office in Denver. So I can tell you, if you think the medical profession really are good scientists and really don't understand what the hell's going on, I got some news for you. They don't. And if they do, they're evil. They're not going to tell you because it's bad for business.
Can you be found on YouTube?
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel. I have a Vimeo channel. I have a Minds channel. My main one is Livestream, which I rebroadcast all over the place. And you can find a lot of videos and a lot of these things. I'm putting up usually a summary almost every day. I didn't do one yesterday of the show content and major news like Green Med Info and others. I'm a teacher in the Academy of Anti-Aging Environmental Advancement in Medicine. I was board certified in family and internal medicine in America and Canada. I'm trained as a trauma and a burn doctor. I recertified. My first certification was the late 80s with the 82nd Airborne Division and Fort Riley, Kansas, Fort Benning, people that were doing our melange, actually were acting as our medics. And I worked in the trauma and burn unit in Georgia. I worked in multiple states and provinces in Canada, and I can tell you that the medical profession is populated by people that if they had to defend a medical PhD, they would never get a license. They should never be able to specialize until they have general practice like they do in Switzerland. For example, you can't be a dentist unless you've been trained as a medical doctor first, and you have to do general practice before 5 years under an apprenticeship before you can ever specialize, which is much smarter. But they don't do that here. So there's a lot of specialists have no idea about the other parts of the body. If they're an orthopedic surgeon or an obstetrician, they have no idea about the brain or the eyes or any other organ systems. They don't understand any biochemistry, intermediate metabolism, toxicology, infectious disease, or genetics. They have what you can write is on the outside of a cigarette wrapper, their knowledge base in these areas.
Yeah.
And if you think I'm exaggerating, just get them to have enough guts and nerve to call in live to the show or call me. And by the way, here's the way, the secret weapon you can use with your doctor or your so-called health provider or even your politician. Ask them the permission for me to call them. And how many times do you think I get a yes answer when someone won't listen to one of the listeners of my show and I challenge them? When I give them information, they can cross-check by looking at the actual reference to the National Library of Medicine or medical references or other material from major researchers, because a lot of these studies I'm quoting are actually published, say, in cardiology journals by PhD cardiology PhDs, and the other cardiologists don't even read them. And I quote their journals published in their articles, and when I ask the patients to get permission from their doctor to let me call them, how many times do you think in the last 5 years I've had one doctor let me call them?
One?
None. They'll usually have some stupid comment like, you know, call my doctor and try to convince them this or that. They don't say that they had a dialogue in the first place to explain exactly why Dr. Deagle not needs to contact him, because they need to explain themselves in their own words to their doctor why they don't want to take this or that drug or why a certain procedure should be done. For example, last week I had a gentleman who's all freaked out because he goes on the internet and finds out that his wife doesn't want to get a mammogram because she knows that repeated mammograms over years are going to increase the chances of breast cancer, which is in the open literature. And I said, well, that's not the gold standard. The gold standard is digital thermography, and if it's abnormal and you do it every year, then you do an MRI scan and you put a carbon marker at the site of the abnormality, and if it's sufficiently abnormal in the MRI, you do a needle biopsy and have it reviewed by a pathologist under scanning electron microscopy to look for heteroptopic DNA and other signs that there's nuclear changes indicating cancer. Now, that's a hell of a lot more accurate than doing an MRI, a mammogram that can miss 20% of breast cancers. And by the time you do discover the bugger, it's now spread to your axillary and other node systems, and you're done.
Now, you were military, right?
I worked with the military my entire career, you at Canada and the United States. So although I'm not military, I work with these guys, and they all said, I got military blood in my veins and arteries.
I don't want to blame you.
Okay? So I respect our military, and I got exposed. I called a very awful hospital system, and I can tell you some of my most grievous times where I literally cried was when I tried to get veterans proper treatment, and I just got BS from the VA. I call a very awful hospital system. It's disgusting.
Have you ever heard of the Concerned Veterans for America? We're trying to get the VA better.
Oh, yeah, I know. Absolutely. I work with these guys.
Okay, yeah. We're trying to make we go do phone banking. We go one guy, he'll bring in 20 iPhones, and we start calling and looking for vets to help out. And
we need a bill like Donald Trump did talk about, that a vet, if you can't get in a timely fashion, let's say 3 to 7 days, you need to go to any doctor, and the Veterans Administration pays for it. Also, they need to make a level playing field so alternative medicine and functional medicine, which, by the way, is evidence-based. For example, if someone gets a traumatic brain injury, and there's things that can be done because they get intracranial hypertension and other problems going on in their brain, and their brain post-traumatically has got an upregulation of what's called their glial cell generation of free radical peroxynitrate, which you can test in the peripheral blood and markers of loss of the blood-brain barrier. You can prove it, okay? Is they need to be able to get alternative treatments, including things like hyperbaric oxygen treatment, or for somebody in heart failure with vascular disease, an alternative extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy, which I'm going to have the senior salesman from New York on the program here in the next week or so once we get the links and everything all ready to go up. I'm providing advanced conventional care. For example, when someone says, well, my doctor told me about my cancer, I said, what tests did they do? They did an x-ray, or they did enhanced CT scan without a PET scan within 48 hours. It said Sloan Kettering in the top cancer clinics is a gold standard to determine if you have primary or secondary cancer spread, is a spiral thin section CT scan or high resolution enhanced MRI scan with a PET scan within 48 hours with fluorodeoxy-labeled positronic glucose to determine if these granulomatous lesions are actually hot on your skin, indicating they're not just an old granuloma from previous infections or trauma, but an actual secondary metastasis that's spreading. Now, how many doctors even doing cancer treatment are following the gold standard of even places like Sloan Kettering? Not too damn many. And so they're putting you at risk of not properly staging your cancer, and then how many are actually doing gene testing to determine the genetics of your cancer? So when they give you chemo, it's paint by numbers. It's not based on the genetics of your cancer tumor. It's disgusting. It's unacceptable. And I've supported financially and personally Dr. Brzezinski and Greg Brzezinski at the Brzezinski Clinic in Houston for years, as our Association of Physicians and Surgeons, fighting the Texas State Medical Board and the FDA. Now they're on side of it.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
And welcome back. Well, Dr. Bill is back. And we have, of course, open lines, 800-313-9443. And luckily to hear, I heard that Ann Morrison's back. She was with John Moore this morning on his show this morning. So we do have a show with Ann, and it's going to be exciting. We're going to touch on science areas that you're not going to hear anywhere else on YouTube, the Internet, television, radio, even on Fox. And again, my birthday's coming up, and I want to get some humor at my birthday party next week. We're going to do it at home. But I want people to understand, I like Fox News, I like Hannity, I like Maria Bartiromo, Tucker Carlson, and Judge Pirro. Everybody else, to me, is pretty well not so good, including O'Reilly, who tries to pretend he's fair and balanced when really he's kind of full of it. He's an intellectual blowhard. What I want you to understand, the rest of the news is not worth watching. In fact, the more you watch it, the more your IQ will drop, and the more you become dumb and crappy. That's why they become Democrats. So, you know, and Republicans, you need to be watchful. That I know, I'm not so concerned over the fact that the total net worth of our cabinet's $8.1 billion. I'm concerned whether they're American patriots, whether they're rich or not. They're successful already. What I want to know is I want to see the beef. I want to actually know their policies. So I want to know the actual policies of Dr. Price. When I heard a kind of a peek that maybe he might raise premiums on the Medicare premiums, forget it, buddy. Ain't going to happen. We've worked hard for Medicare premiums, and it won't hurt me so much because I'm working and I'm going to continue working until they as they say, I'm shovel ready until I get buried, whether it's 90 or whatever. A lot of people my age or even older can't work, and they are on a fixed income, and I don't want to see them hurting where they can't buy groceries or pay their rent because they're trying to pay an increased premium, or they've been raided, or because of health care, the intensive care unit decides to pull a plug because their health insurance ran out. Okay, so not acceptable. And again, by the way, that shouldn't just happen for seniors. Healthcare should be a right. It should be a right. In fact, there should be no insurance carriers at all. It should be something where we basically have a right to healthcare. But that right can be paid for through a value-added tax. That right can be paid for with a system where we keep the costs under control so we don't have it blow our economy to pieces. And where it also covers workers' compensation, so our work comp costs for building a vehicle, which are about $10,000 to $14,000 more to build a vehicle in America, say Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, or Mexico, it's no wonder they move the business elsewhere. I know, having been a director of AcMed in Pekin, Illinois, and in Denver, Colorado, I can tell you the healthcare system is screwed up, and I know exactly how to unscrew it up. And that's why I challenge people out there to say, well, Dr. Deagle, and you know what's amazing to me? I have this huge audience, literally per week, millions, both on our radio show and on all our videos. And yet, I beg you out there to call in and raise questions and put me on the spot to say, Dr. Deagle, do you have a solution for this or that problem? And I can tell you without any wavering whatsoever, and this is supernatural, it's not just Bill, because Bill's smarter than the average rock in the bucket, that you need to challenge me. Because I will, in a godly way, provide you with a solution to any problem facing us, including the Trump administration or international trade, other nations on Earth, or the human race, instantly, or a framework to find a solution and a pathway on the air live. Do call in. Be brave. You know, like that Sarah Bareilles song, I want to see you be brave. Back in a moment with Ann Morrison and our science blog, Twiland.info, coming up in hour three. The firing line, you're not going to hear this information anywhere else in the world in any language, but at the NutraMedical Report. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.